Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on with our series we're calling The Ascent. We were looking this Sunday at Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18, where Elijah, the prophet, faces off against the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah. Basically, what has happened is that idolatry has really taken hold in the northern kingdom of Israel. Ahab, the king, has married a woman named Jezebel, and Jezebel is not from Israel. She hates God. She systematically persecutes and actually murders the prophets of the Lord in Israel. Ahab just goes along with the whole thing. And so God through Elijah declares a drought in Israel, and it goes on for years. And it's kind of ironic because, you know, Baal is the storm god, and so he's supposed to provide the rain. And so to make a point, God says, now I'm going to turn the faucet off on Israel, and there'll be no rain in Israel for years. And so years go by, and Ahab eventually Elijah confronts Ahab and says, bring everybody, all of Israel, these 850 prophets, up to Mount Carmel, and we're going to have a showdown, and we're going to see who is really God in Israel. And so what happens there is, they prepare, the 850 prophets prepare their sacrifice, and Elijah prepares a sacrifice, and the prophets of Baal dance around and shout, and nothing happens. And then Elijah just quietly and calls all of Israel to come look, and he soaks the altar, soaks the sacrifice just to make sure there's absolutely no doubt. And then he prays before the Lord, and the Lord sends fire down and consumes the sacrifice and proves to the people, man, the Lord is God. But there's a question that Elijah asks the people before all of that happens. As they're coming to the mountain and they're on top of the mountain and they're about to have this showdown, he looks at the people and he says, how long are you going to continue limping between two opinions? How long are you going to keep wavering and waffling back and forth? He says, if the Lord is God, then follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. And that question is such a good question, and one still so relevant for us today. When we look in the New Testament, we see that the Lord calls us, Old Testament as well, but New Testament, that God calls us to wholehearted devotion, wholehearted pursuit of Christ. In fact, multiple passages tell us that Jesus hates lukewarmness. He hates double-mindedness, this idea of, you know, yes, Lord, I'm gonna say that you're my God, but I'm also simultaneously worshiping at the altar of these other gods of sex, money, power, pleasure, achievement, whatever it may be. And, you know, the way that usually kind of happens in our lives is oftentimes we kind of try to incorporate Jesus into our lives. And we think, you know, hey, my life is about, I need to, you know, I told our folks this on Sunday, it's like dieting, exercise, some romance, you know, family, and then maybe like money, and then a little bit of Jesus in there somewhere, right? I'll kind of incorporate faith into my life. And in some ways, that's what the Israelites are doing. They're, you know, hey, we're going to worship Yahweh, and we'll acknowledge him, but also we're going to be, you know, if we don't have rain, then we'll reach out to the, you know, Baal, the storm god. And if we need kids, then we'll worship the fertility goddess. But we're going to try to kind of blend it all together in this hodgepodge and, you know, whatever works. And Elijah tells the people, no, man, this covenant was started on, I am the Lord your God. Yahweh saying, I am the Lord your God. You'll have no other gods before me or beside me. He says, pick one. Pick a direction and go wholeheartedly. And obviously, Elijah, the Lord doesn't, you know, they don't want the people to pick the idols, but they're saying, you know, doing this half-heartedly, trying to hold on to both of these things, it doesn't work. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 6, when he's talking specifically about money and the Lord, he says, you're going to be mastered by one of these two things. Nobody can serve two masters. You're either going to hate the one or love the other. You'll despise the one and be devoted to the other. You can't serve both of them. And the same thing, I mean, it remains true for us today. If we are trying to just incorporate Jesus into our lives a little bit, he can be one of kind of many gods in our lives. We're going to say, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. I believe that. But also my heart really is attached to money or to sex or to achievement. And I'm sort of worshiping at those altars. I need validation and approval from others. It doesn't work. You can't be torn in multiple different directions. Jesus calls us to wholehearted devotion, to say, look, let go of those idols. Turn away from them. They ultimately won't satisfy you. They're dead things that cannot save you, cannot provide for you. They don't give you the things that you're ultimately looking for. Turn from them and trust the living God. Give all. If Jesus is who he says he is, if he really is the crucified and resurrected Son of God, then he is worth all of you. He gave his life for you. Give your whole life back to him and live for him and to him and with him and him alone. And you're going to find that life lived entirely for him, in pursuit of him, wholeheartedly for him, it's better. Not always easier, but it's better, because that's what we were created for, to live our lives in and for him. So let me take a moment and pray for you. Then I want to encourage you to take a moment, reflect, and pray today. Heavenly Father, if there are any idols in our hearts, God, things that we're worshiping at that altar, pursuing that, Lord, if it's distracting us from you, God, if there's any double-mindedness in us or this limping between two opinions, wavering and waffling, or just not wholehearted devotion to you, God, forgive us and help us. Lord, help us to let those things go. Don't let them dominate our lives. And God, sometimes the most loving thing you can do is to smash those idols, Lord, to show us they will not do for us what we want. God, help us not to be looking to dead idols to provide us with things you've already promised us, God, the things that we truly need. Father, we love you, and I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now and pray for yourself.